This is a big weekend for car racing fans, especially in Madison, Illinois. With us to talk about that and more, the president of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, Doug Bowles. Doug, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, and you're right. It's a big weekend for us, getting ready to head over to just outside St. Louis for the NTT IndyCar Series event there at WWT Raceway. It's going to be fun.
Before we talk a little bit more about that, here's what I want to know. Are you hanging out with David Letterman?
You know, it's pretty funny you ask that. You know, David Letterman is one of the co-owners of one of our race teams. He's been a huge Indy 500 fan, really, his whole life. Grew up in central Indiana, went to Ball State University here in Indiana. And it is just really odd when you're walking down pit lane for a race and you see David Letterman there, full-on beard. And people just still flock to David Letterman. I had an opportunity to give him a brick. You know, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway is called the Brickyard for all the bricks that had paved it back in the early 1900s. And it's something he didn't have, and getting to present the guy, I'm sure, who has everything, just a brick, and how excited he was to see that. But it is really odd still to me to see him every race weekend walking up and down pit lane just like a normal person, and not the David Letterman we all know.
Oh, yeah. He loves the race, and he loves to drive fast, doesn't he?
For sure, 100%.
Yeah.
Doug, Sunday night, the Bomarito Auto Group, Automotive Group 500, and we'll have it here on WGN Radio in Madison, as you mentioned, Worldwide Technology Raceway. What's significant about this race, both the location and the timing of it?
Well, I think one of the things we love about this is the first oval race for the IndyCar Series since the Indianapolis 500. You know, people know us for the Indy 500, and if they don't follow the rest of the year, they assume we're only on ovals, but we do street circuits and road circuits. So this is getting back on the oval, which we're excited about. It's a great track. It's going to be under the lights on Sunday night in prime time on network television, which has never happened for us on a Sunday night for the IndyCar Series. So really excited about the opportunity for the entire country to get exposed to the NTT IndyCar Series beyond the Indy 500 on network television. So a lot of things going on that make it an exciting event.
You mentioned the 500. I want to go back to that for a second, the Indy 500. A sellout this year for the first time, I think, since 2016. Largest TV audience that you've had in nearly two decades. What do you think was successful for you this year, and why are people kind of latching on to IndyCar racing again?
You know, I think there's a whole lot of reasons for that. I mean, the biggest one is that just the racing has been so strong over the last few years. We're beginning to build the stars, the names, the drivers that our fans recognize, just like they did maybe when a lot of us who became Indy 500 fans were growing up. I think that's helpful. Our new partnership with Fox Television certainly helped the TV ratings, the amount of promotion that they did, really starting last fall, leading into the 500. But it's just an event. It's hard to explain it. It's not just a race. It's an event. It's all the other things that take place there. And when I talk to those almost 350,000 fans that came on race day, when you talk to them, it's about the experience. It's about sitting with the same people they always sit with. It's about the legacy or the generational side of it. You know, how many different elements of these people's families and friends that have come. It is just a special American event, and you add all those things up, and it just has got some great momentum right now.
You're going to be pulling for your champion, Alex Palou, or do you have to play it right down the middle?
No, I kind of play it down the middle. Part of what I'm supposed to do is promote the series, and Alex Palou is a great guy, and certainly he's got a pretty big lead on the championship right now. So I'd kind of like some of the other drivers to have an opportunity to close that up before we get to the end of the season, just make that championship run a little bit more entertaining. But he's maybe one of the greatest drivers on earth right now. He's just doing a great job. And then in terms of where I really net out, so my stepson Connor Daly runs the IndyCar series. So when you ask me who my favorite is, I go right there, and I make no bones about it. I let people know that, hey, you know, you got to root for family, but at the end of the day, you know, Alex Palou is doing a great job, and we just need some guys to, you know, beat him a little bit here for the next few races so we can make that championship run fun.
We had Connor here in the studio about a year ago. What a good guy, too.
Yeah, he's you know, grew up in Indiana. His dad was an IndyCar driver. I obviously work at the Speedway and at the IndyCar Series, so he didn't have a choice in his youth but to choose to go race cars, and he's done a great job. And is a great ambassador for our series, and it's just been fun to watch him. He's in his 30s now. Just watch him grow into a fine adult.
I think the reason for the increased popularity of racing, at least in Chicago, is because of our Kennedy construction. We want to see anyone going faster than 5 miles an hour, Doug. It's a big weekend. Gentlemen, start your engines in Madison, Illinois. Doug Bowles is the president of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Good catching up with you, Doug.
You guys, too. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.